called
according to his purpose.
According to his purpose. Will you put your hands together for the reading of God's holy word? Can we give that holy word a better hand clap than that of his holy word? We want to tie those two verses of scripture in, and so many times we hear about Romans, and so many times we hear from the book of Psalms in that 30th chapter in verse 5. But the latter part of that say, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Will you take your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, a temporary setback for a permanent setup. A temporary setback for a permanent setup. Because sometimes in this life we're going through some things that we don't quite understand sometimes. Can I get a witness? And when you begin to look at this word setback, it means that you're almost where you want to be, but then something will come and kind of knock you down, praise God, and put you right back at that starting line. So it kind of sets you back just a little bit. Have anybody in this house ever had a few little setbacks in your life? Sometimes you think you're about to get that raise on your job, and sometimes somebody will come along and set you back just a little bit. Can I get a witness here? Or sometimes, even in the finances or in the family and different walks of life, we will experience a few little setbacks in our life. But I want you to know that the setback that you are experiencing, God didn't send setbacks in your life for you to turn away from him and for you to feel like God no longer loves you and that God is no longer able to do what he said that he would do. Because God is getting ready to set you up for a permanent setup. Can I get a witness here? And that's the reason why the psalmist was able to say that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Can I get a witness? And in this life, my brothers and my sisters, there's going to be some things that's going to make you cry every now and then. And if you haven't cried your last tear yet, you just keep on living. Can I get a witness? I say, can I get a witness? There's some things in life that will bring you to your knees. There's some things in life that will hurt you to your heart. There's some things in life that will hurt you to the core. Can I get a witness? But I want you to know that we serve a God that will never let you down. Can I get a witness? For he is a God that will always be on your side. Are the people of God, they really need encouraging now. Can I get a witness? Because there's so much that we're going through. So many challenges that we're facing. So many obstacles in our way. And yes, the devil will try to make you feel that God no longer care. But I want you to know we serve a God that loves us. We serve a God that is concerned about our every move. Can I get a witness? We serve a God that see our down sitting. We serve a God that see our uprising. We see a God that see every pain that you're going through. We serve a God that see every tear that fall from your eye. We serve a God that hear your every prayer. Woo! It's just a temporary. Help me now, Holy Ghost. It's just a temporary setback. And when you look at the word temporary, it means that it's not going to last always. Can I get a witness? It's just temporal. What you're going through is just temporal. It's going to last for just a little while. Are you praying for me this morning? Even what I'm going through is just temporal. It's not going to last always because I serve a God that's a healer for the sick body. Can I get a witness? I serve a God that is able to make a way out of no way. Can I get a witness here? I serve a God that is the great I am. I serve a God that will serve you and he'll bring you out no matter what you're going through.